Hello, everybody. This is Otelia Edwards, and thank you so much for tuning in to our special edition of A Deep Dive. And I hope that you have been listening to all our chats with the new faces who will be contesting at this year's Singapore general elections. Now, for those of you who have watched us, listened to us, made comments, we thank you so very much for them. Really appreciate them. So today, we have in the studio with us a Progress Singapore Party candidate. And her name is Stephanie Tan. She's 37, but she doesn't look a day like older than 21. She looks really young. Believe it or not, she's also a mother of two lovely girls and also a former lawyer. Now, Stephanie, she is going to be standing in the Pioneer Single Member constituency. So let's extend a warm welcome to our pod, Steph. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so like just with, you know, all the candidates who come to our pod, the first thing we ask them is, it's a bit like a job interview. Describe yourself in three words.
Three words. I am simple, I am cautious, and I'm pretty easygoing.
Yeah. Simple, cautious, easygoing. I need you to elaborate a little bit more.
Oh, simple in the sense that I tend not to overthink things too much, but I need to say that except for things relating to my children. I tend to overthink, but for myself, not so much. Yeah, I'm not the kind who has like 5-year plans or 10-year plans. I'm quite spontaneous.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You've been a stay-at-home mom for 9 years.
Yes. So when I joined the party in 2023, I had been a stay-at-home mom for 7 years at that point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you mentioned you were impromptu. Did you make that decision maybe, you know, while having your breakfast one day and decided that, what can I do with my life now that my, you know, my kids are a little bit older? And then what, you decided to,
it was
to join the party?
Yeah, it was the day I actually was writing my sort of like a CV. So at that time, I had been a stay-home mom for 7 years, right? Mm. So I was thinking that my kids are a little older now and maybe it's time for me to, you know, go back and do something. Yeah, for myself. So I was writing my CV and then, you know, these days they want you to write your personal statement and what you believe and what you stand for. And as I was writing that, I realized that what I wrote then didn't really sort of match what I thought I was wanting to do because I've always thought about volunteering. Yeah. So, I was thinking about what I could do and I thought that actually, what I wanted to do at that point was to volunteer. So I decided to volunteer with a political party.
We have quite a number of parties out there. Mm. So I'm curious to know, and just like everyone else, why did you decide on PSP?
Yeah, because I had been watching parliamentary debates. Because you can actually watch that on YouTube these days. So I was watching, I had been watching for some time, and I noticed that PSP had just two NCMPs in Parliament, but they were very diligent and active in Parliament. They asked many questions that I had also on my mind. And I thought that, yeah, it's refreshing that there are MPs out there who are willing to ask the possibly controversial, but very important questions that, you know, some Singaporeans might have in mind, but, you know, they don't have any platform to ask. Mm. So that's what attracted me to join PSP. Mm.
Mm. So also a little bit of background about yourself. Yeah. So you went to RGS, you went to RJC, you did law at NUS, you practiced at one of Singapore's top firms, which is Raja and Tan, and then you even worked in the Ministry of Law and then Defence. After working for a number of years, you decided to stay home and take care of your kids. Help us explain and understand that thinking, because, you know, a good number of people say, oh my goodness, you know, you're such a good student, you know, stellar career, and you're giving up all of that, you know, to stay at home. I mean, obviously, it was a big decision for you, right? So help us understand that the people around you actually say, hey, you know, you're wasting your education,
yeah,
your training.
Most of them did. Most of them did. When I try to recall now, I don't think there was really... There were really many people who said, yeah, go for it, you know. Mm. Yeah, so I remember my mom wasn't very happy about it. My husband, I mean, he had other considerations, you know, the financial considerations, because at the point in time, he had just, you know, moved to a new job. He took a pay cut. So financially, we had to also consider consider that aspect, you know, becoming a single income family. Mm. Yeah. But for me, I always go where I feel my purpose leads me. Where my purpose leads me, I follow. So at that point in time, I felt that my purpose was to be with my children. I felt that they needed me more.
Correct. And yeah. I suppose you don't want to miss all the milestones, right? You know, when they say that first word and they learn how to walk and all of that. You have two girls and one of them is actually in the gifted program.
The older one is.
Yeah. Yes. What is the biggest enjoyment that you have as a mother? Because now, before I get on to the fact that you're moving on to a different position where you're going to be very busy and that's probably going to take time away from your kids.
Yes.
Tell us about the most fulfilling bit about staying at home.
I think it's having the opportunity to just build a relationship with them that is, I think, something that's really close. And I mean, this is not to say that, you know, working moms unable to do that, but as a stay-home mom, you get more time with them, and I think you get the chance to be really like friends to them. Of course, I mean, there's a time when I'm supposed to be, you know, more authoritarian, but also at the time, the other side, I love kids a lot. I love talking to them. I love getting along with them. So in that way, I think it was an easier choice for me to make than maybe other people because I love children. Before I had my own kids, I was always the one playing with like other people's kids.
Wow. So how did you break the news to your kids? I mean, did they have a role to play in terms of like, you know, you making that decision, you know, to join PSP and trying to run in this GE? Did you sit them down and say, this is what mommy plans to do?
No, I didn't actually. But because I joined in 2023 and from then I was doing like a helping PSP with parliamentary work. Mm-hmm. So I would be at my laptop, I would be doing research, I'll be editing speeches and stuff. So they already saw me doing that. Mm-hmm. So whenever they came with questions, I would just answer them along the way. But of course, becoming a candidate, that part, I don't think I sat them down. Maybe my husband told them about it. I can't remember. But so they've seen me doing PSP work for the past 2 years. And, you know, I wear my PSP shirt and I go out. I say, oh, where are you going, mommy? I'm going for PSP, you know. Mm. So, yeah.
So they do have an idea. Do they join you on your walkabouts and all that?
No, I don't. I try not to, bring them along with me for such events.
Okay, maybe not yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure you would have seen some of the, you know, comments on social media where there are some people who are questioning, you know, like, how is it that, you know, Stephanie, you've been a homemaker for a good number of years and now you're running for Pioneer SMC.
Yes.
What can you possibly contribute, for instance, you know, to the constituency? They're just wondering whether if your skills are transferable, for instance. And what do you say to people who think that way?
Yeah. Okay, personally, I'll share my experience because I've been a lawyer before and I have been involved in legal policy work. So I find that experience will help me in parliamentary work as an MP. So an MP has two areas of work. One is to be involved in parliamentary debates. You know, we review the bills that are to be passed in parliament that will become laws. So my experience in legal work will help me with that aspect. For the other aspect, as an MP, you're basically somebody who's supposed to take care of your residents, right? You're supposed to, you know, help them when they have difficulties. And I feel that my experience as a mom, as a full-time mom, helps me with that.
How so? Elaborate.
Because you learn how to take care of people. I mean, I've been taking care of my kids. I've been a full-time caregiver to them. You know, I ask them every day how they are, how has this day been in school, and then they tell me their problems, and I talk to them, I cry with them, you know. So I think it's it helps me to connect with residents as well, you know, having that ability. I personally like to have personal conversations with people.
Hmm.
Yeah, rather than, you know, like a big group setting. That one I'm a bit shy. But one-to-one, I enjoy talking to people and finding out about their lives and sharing them.
To have that genuine, concern about people and residents.
Yeah.
So that's where you feel you can, that's one of your biggest strengths.
Yes, yes.
So just going back to the fact that, you know, you've raised two girls and yourself even. I mean, you're obviously academically inclined. I mean, your children as well. But you've mentioned that you're not exactly a fan of the PSLE, which is quite interesting because, you know, sometimes parents would, a lot of times kids who have, you know, probably not as academically inclined, that's what they would be advocating. But for you, I mean, yourself or your children who have clearly benefited from the system, you're saying that, no, PSLE is not exactly a good idea. Is that that what where you're coming from?
Yes. And I feel very strongly that, you know, learning can take place anywhere, which is why I let my children read so much. And I feel that, you know, I tell my kid that school is just one part of your life. And when you come home at the end of the day, I hope that you can also, you know, pursue what you like. Because I feel that learning is not just, you know, exams. And for exams like the PSLE, you study the curriculum, you study what is tested. But that's something that has been sort of artificially set up for you. And learning can actually go beyond that. It's not just that, you know. But the reason for not being so in favour of the PSLE as a compulsory thing to take is because of the mental health issue that I'm concerned about. You know, PSLE, the kids take it when they are 11 or 12. Mm. And typically you start preparing for it much earlier, like maybe from 10. Yeah. And it's at that age that I think it's not suitable to expose our kids to such high levels of stress.
What is it in the education system that you would really like to address if you're voted in?
So that's one. You know, the PSLE, because I, as a parent, I know other parents and I know how much stress it causes, not just the child, but the parents and the whole family. You know, there's so many of them who tell me that after PSLE is over, they go celebrate because it's like a relief for the entire family, you know. So I do not think that it is necessary. Something like that is necessary. Yeah.
What do you say to maybe, you know, a group of people who, you know, when you told them you wanted to join PSP and, and, you know, stand in Pioneer? I'm sure you probably get that, you know, say, wouldn't it be easier if you just joined PAP and try and change from within?
I have my doubts about whether that would work out, you know, to go in and change things from within. And for me, I am unable to join a party which I think does not match with my own sort of values, vibes, you know. To me, that's very important. Yeah. So I believe that opposition MPs can also make a difference in parliament. In fact, I think the government, this is what the Singapore parliament needs right now. Yeah.
So what about those people who perhaps say, you know, then if you want to join the opposition, you know, the biggest opposition party would be the Workers' Party, for instance. You know, why not go that way?
I think Dr. Tan made some featured in my decision to join PSP. Yeah, so I've heard about him and I've seen what he stands for. That he's somebody who's courageous enough to, you know, speak up. Even when he was in the PAP, he did speak up when he felt that, you know, certain decisions were not right and he disagreed with. So that to me is very important. Independent thinking, independent mind is something that's very important to me. So I would like to be able to have that and continue to have that, you know, to always be able to make decisions based on my own research, the information that I gather, and to form a viewpoint of my own. Yeah.
So what is the biggest advice he has given you, Dr. Tan?
Dr. Tan, he always tells us never to give up and to just continue even when the going gets tough, because it's not easy to be, you know, an opposition politician in this country.
So, Steph, I just want to, again, just take a step back again about you making this whole decision, entering politics, right? And it's something where now the family dynamics, does your husband feel like, oh, you know, now he has to step up more because, you know, you will be away or, you know, because you have to manage that as well, make sure that, you know, everything at home is taken care of. And some of our viewers might not know this, but you don't have a helper at home either.
I don't.
How does that work?
Yeah, so until, you know, things became more intense, I could still sort of like juggle my stay-home mom duties and doing PSP work. But now, of course, the campaign period is a lot more intense. So my husband has actually took leave for this whole period so that he can, you know, take care of the kids. And just as we are speaking, he just picked up my kids from school and he brought them out for lunch and he's going to bring my younger one for soccer class later. So yeah, he's very supportive. And if not for that, I won't be able to do this. Mm. Yeah. But I mean, longer term, in terms of long-term thinking, he did say that, if you win, then we have to probably get some help. Yeah, I probably have to get a helper.
How are your thoughts leading up, you know, to the big day on the 3rd of May?
The whole time, I always believe in just like doing my best with whatever resources that we have. Because you know that opposition parties, we also struggle with resources in terms of financial resources, manpower. These are real issues for us that we have to sort out. So when it comes to campaigning, it goes down to many operational details that we have to work out. We have to gather people whom we feel will be able to support us in this journey. And so I'm just very glad to be able to do all of this with like-minded people. And I don't really think too much about the odds of success or like whether I'm going up against someone who's a veteran or not. I just have always just been myself, and you know, when I go see residents, I just speak to them and I explain to them what PSP is about, what I stand for, and then I just chat with them and say, you know, I hope that you give us a chance and, you know, vote for me. So that's my approach so far.
So you're sleeping well at night. You're not really like worried about, you know, certain aspects of the campaign.
Yeah, I wake up in the middle of the night, not because I think that, you know, I might lose or something like that, but I do wake up to think, oh no, am I going to be able to, you know, get enough help for something, or manpower issues. I have been dealing with that.
You've been talking about that. So when you say manpower issues, what exactly are the constraints there?
It is simply to have enough people who are willing to do this thing with you. You know, people have to take leave from their work just to do this with us. Every person who volunteers with us, I am very grateful, because at the end of the day, a political organization is made up of volunteers. There is nothing to, you know, they can just leave anytime they want to. And that's why I believe so much in making sure that their welfare is taken care of, and that, you know, I always make it a point to thank them. You know, even as we're speaking now and we're doing this, I have people walking at Pioneer right now, giving out our manifestos and explaining things, and I will join them later after this. So it's an election is really a combination of so many people's help, so much teamwork. You can't do this yourself. So yeah,
I mean, obviously, and you need people who are passionate as well about what they do.
Yes.
I mean, in terms of Singapore's political scene maturing, are you also hopeful that, you know, people like yourself, you know, of this age group, you know, you're still young, that you see that there is you've got many, many more years ahead in terms of being in the scene.
Yeah, I think the trend has been to have more people actually willing to come up, whether it's to be a candidate or it's to just help in politics. One of the big factors that has caused this change, I feel, is the proliferation of more information. Whether it is necessarily always accurate or not, you know, on social media platforms and just the online world, there's so much information going out. And naturally, people will become more curious and interested to know what's really going on. And I think that has contributed to this sort of trend, which I feel is a positive one.
Okay. Just one last question. With all your experiences and your interests, what do you think you can bring to the table?
I hope that I will be able to serve the residents of Pioneer with, you know, with what I have. I hope that I will be able to help them, just being their friend, resolving their issues. I think it will be a long standing sort of relationship. If you're an MP, you'll be there with them for 5 years. Yeah. 5 years is a long time, you know, for you to build that sort of relationship. And on a more like a national level, like a wider level in terms of parliamentary work. I hope to be able to bring up important issues in parliament, whether it is, you know, directly from my residents that they tell me, or whether it's a more national issue affecting all Singaporeans outside of Pioneer SMC.
Well, thank you so very much, Steph, for stopping by and sharing with us and our listeners.
We are edging ever closer to polling day. It is happening on May 3rd. Do make sure you stay tuned for all of CNA's coverage. And I will be on TV for the live results and also back in the studio here after the dust settles to make sense of how things played out. On that note, it's a time to wrap up a deep dive. But before that, I want to say a big thank you to our team, as usual, Tiffany Ang, Janani Johari, Joanne Chan, Saye Win, Crispina Robert, Alison Jenner, and also our video done by Reza Rahman. Thank you so much.